All right, away we go here on this Wednesday, March the 18th, 2020, 11 minutes past the hour. It is the day after St. Patrick's Day here in Ohio, and it certainly was a different St. Patrick's Day, to say the very least. Here we are. Now, this will be a more traditional version of the Now program, where I talk a little bit and we take some phone calls this morning. The last couple days, we have had guests in. On Monday, we had Michelle Whitaker from Stewart's Root Beer talking about the closure of restaurants and now how they are doing carry out. We had Abby Croman from Emmanuel Daycare talking about how they were the last daycare in Marion open and what's going to happen there. We had the amazing Kreskin on Monday talking about when this should end and what should happen. Yesterday we had Mary Ellen Withrow in because it was supposed to be primary day, and we also had Rich Cordray call in, the man who might have been governor in Ohio if things had went the other way in 2018. So we've had a lot of guests, and we've tried to learn things here together, and that's what we try to do on this station: educate, learn, and inform. And it's a different time, let me say that. And I don't know if I've said this on the air, but whether or not you are worried or upset about the coronavirus itself, you cannot say that the times have not changed. Because since we did a show like this, where there are no guests for the foreseeable future this morning, the world has changed. The world you live in has changed. You can no longer go to a restaurant and sit down and eat. You can no longer go to the gym. You can no longer go to the movie theater. Groups of 10 or more are not a good thing at this particular point. I think that's where we are right now. It's different. It's different. Schools are shut down. Colleges are shut down. It's just a different time. And we don't know how long it's going to go. And maybe that's what is bothering people to a great extent, is that we don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know what the end game is here. It's very strange because, for the most part, I've been going about my daily life as I normally do, but I do notice that I do have more free time on my hands because of the coronavirus interrupting things that I would normally do. And I don't know if everybody else is noticing that as well, but I certainly am. Yesterday, oddly enough, I had an afternoon free, which is not a typical thing. So what did I decide to do? I decided to put oil in the car. I decided to clean the bathrooms, and which is not a thrill, of course. Clean the bathrooms in the house and clean the mirrors and scrub around and clean the sinks and do all that sort of thing, clean up the kitchen. You know, things I normally do but wouldn't have done on a Tuesday afternoon. But I did it yesterday because I had the time. I also stumbled on something I'm going to talk a little bit about here in a moment. But it's a different time, and I just hope that people are not panicked. And I know that's very difficult. That's a very difficult thing to avoid doing right now because it's different, and the unknown is scary at any point in your life. Anything that you don't have the answers for is unknown. This is why we fear death in the United States, because we really don't know what happens. It's the unknown, and that is what this coronavirus is. I really don't know if people are fearing getting sick. I'm sure there is a group that really is fearing getting sick, but I don't know if that really is the biggest fear. I think the biggest fear is it's changing everybody's life, and what are they going to do for money? And when can they see their friends, and when are they going to be able to get together? And I think these are the things that are scary right now, because we don't have the answers, and we don't know. And you watch the press conferences from the governor and the president, and some are saying maybe we'll be doing better in a couple months. Some are saying August. Some are saying 18 months. We don't know. And the unknown's scary. So there you go. And I think that's where we are right now. And I don't know much more to say about it than that at this particular point, because it's going to be what it's going to be. And we just hope it gets better. And maybe we can all, in an interesting way, adapt to this new lifestyle for however long it's going to be without panicking. Because the panic to me in this is still the problem. The panic is what is driving people to the grocery stores to buy more food than they need to buy and buy more paper products than they need to buy. I think that's the fear. And I just don't think that's warranted yet. Has life changed? Well, of course it has. Now, is it going to change back? Yes. It will change back one day. I don't know the timetable on that right now, but it will change back. But yes, it has changed for the time being. You can't go to a gym. You can't sit down in a restaurant. You can't go to the public schools. You can't go to the colleges. It would be silly to say that life has not changed. Of course it has. There are no shows. There are no sports. There's just, it's different. So, I guess adapt the best you can, do the best you can, and I think in the end we all will pull through this the best way that we can. And I feel right now it's very important to be on the air because this is a normal routine, and this is something a lot of people wake up to in the morning, and we talk, and it's still something we can do in the midst of this whole mess, and we're going to continue to do it. I don't see any reason why we would stop. We don't have gatherings of more than 10 or more in this room, so we're going to continue on and give you the news as it comes along, as we get it, the best we can do it. And I just think it's important to be on the air right now, and I think all the hosts here at the station feel the same way. We want to be on the air. We want to tell you what's going on. We want to entertain you in some way because we know there are no sports right now. We know that you're not getting together like you were in restaurants and having parties. We know there are not shows going on anywhere. So, hey, we're going to try to be entertaining. We're going to try to be fun. We're going to try to do the best we can here with what we have. And I hope hopefully we succeed in that. Phone lines are always open, by the way. Feel free to give us a call anytime. Haven't done that in the last couple days. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any interesting stories from this whole episode the last few days, since the bars have closed, since the restaurants have closed, since the gyms and the movie theaters have all closed up, since we're now down to groups of 10? How are people doing? Are there servers out there who may be listening now who could not have listened before because they were at work? Well, that's not the case anymore. How is the carryout business going with restaurants? I don't know. Is it as good as the restaurant business was? I really don't know at this point. If you're a restaurant owner, let us know. It's uncharted territory. When we talked to Michelle, the owner of Stewart's, on Monday, we really had not gotten into the carryout yet. It was a couple hours before the carryout, but is it that going okay? I don't know. It's different. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Yeah, the weird thing is, the other night I was watching WWE and seeing the no audience was really, really interesting. They tried to put on a show with the wrestlers just coming out and, you know, doing their thing without fans. Boy, that was really eerie.
Well, you know, and I think that's the interesting thing is most of these sports have canceled. The WWE has not, so they're doing these things in empty arenas. And when you look out there at an arena that seats 20,000 people and there's nobody there, man, that's you can't say the world has not changed for the moment.
This is true. This is very, very true. You know, it's a whole new saga we live in for the time being, but I'm sure, as most of the papers are saying, we will get through it.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this is, and I don't think we've had anything like this since 9/11, and this certainly is lasting longer than that did. That was one day. But the thing about it was, I remember during 9/11, all the newscasters and everybody got on and said, the world will never be the same again. And at that time, that was true because we were going into wars, we were scared of terrorism, things of that nature. This, no matter how long it lasts, when it's over, we will go back to how we were before. It's just a matter of how long.
But we will, hopefully we will be able to learn a little bit from it, you know, as far as how we fight these diseases. You know, it's mind-boggling how it even got started. But boy, I'll tell you, in the days that led up to this, it's from, you know, longest time, I didn't really want to think it was all that bad, but I guess it really is, so.
You know, I was thinking as I was coming in this morning, a week ago is when Jeff Ruth was here, and we were kind of, I don't think we were making fun, but we were just saying, calm down, it's going to be okay, and it still is. But we treated it more cavalierly, and I don't want to say yet that the medical part of this is out of hand. I don't know if it is. I hope it's not. Nobody in Ohio has died yet, to my knowledge. That's a good thing. But when you drive down Route 95, which I do every morning, and you see that Bob Evans, Denny's, Perkins, the lobbies are not open, when you see that stores are adjusting their hours, when you walk into a grocery store and you see shelves that are bare that have never been, when you see the gas prices falling, it's different.
Yes, it sure is. But like I said, you know, we'll get through it. We're you know, strong, and we always pull through in times like this.
We will, and that's right. And you know, the good thing yesterday, and I think it gave people some hope, because a lot of people are not worried so much about the medical end. It's the financial end of this when they close the bars and the restaurants. And it looks like the House and the Senate and the President and even the Governor all agree that some money needs to be sent to people while this is going on to live, and that's, we don't know the amount yet, and we don't know how it's going to come, but it looks like that's pretty well going to be a foregone conclusion. So that's good.
Amen on that. Well, I'm going to let you go and let somebody else get on and vent out on what they got to vent out on.
I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, and that's the kind of call we like. 740-383-9944. Restaurant owners, are you eating out there? How is the carryout business going? Is it going as well as we thought it would? Is it going as well as sit down? I would think not. Just more people can come in and sit down in a restaurant than obviously carryout can do. I don't know. It's different. Now, we do think there's going to be some kind of financial compensation coming. I know everybody seems to be talking about it, from the governor to the president to the House to the Senate. So I think that's going to come fairly quickly, because the economy is not good right now because of this whole thing. And they're hoping that will send a boost of money into the economy, which is a good thing. But that's the way it is. I also understand now that coronavirus is in all 50 states, so there is no state that is exempt anymore. I think West Virginia was the last holdout as far as this whole thing goes. West Virginia now has cases of this. And I guess right now it's just about slowing the speed that this is being transferred. But we do have to remember, that if you get this, it's not a death sentence. It can be if you don't do the proper things, or you have a compromised immune system, or maybe you're a senior citizen, but get to a doctor, get to urgent care, get to the hospital. They know what they're doing. They can start to treat this, and we can be okay. I was reading, and I believe these are true facts, that 80,000 people had this in China at one point, 80,000 people, and 65,000 people have already recovered and went back to work. 65,000 people already recovered and went back to work of the 80,000 people who had it in China. So that's more than half. It's not, just because you get it doesn't mean you're going to die. And we should understand that in Ohio, because we haven't had any deaths here, thank goodness. We have cases, but we have not had any deaths. So that's good. Now the cases keep going up, but you expect them to, because it's just like when the flu gets bad, the cases go up. But we just got to really not panic, because it is panicky when the restaurants do what they have done, well, at the order of the governor, when primary day gets moved to June, when gyms and everything of that nature starts to close, it does start to bother people. It does start to wear on people. But we've got to just be calm, and we've got to just deal with what's going on and go forward. I mean, that's what I'm doing here. And, you know, I have to say, I'm not really nervous. I'm not nervous about this. Maybe I should be more nervous. What I don't understand is why people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. I saw a picture yesterday in Florida of a lot of people on the beach. Well, I don't know that that's the best thing to do right now, getting that close with a bunch of people. I think maybe that's a bad idea. Because the only way this thing spreads is if you come in contact with somebody who has it. So I don't know that I would do that. I don't know. Is the country taking it seriously? It's hard to tell. I mean, I think some places are, and I think some places aren't. I think Ohio, I think we're doing a pretty good job of taking it seriously. I don't see a lot of mass gatherings going on here. But our other places, it's different. I'll say that. Give me a call. What's going on with you? Have you decided to stay home now? Have the events of this last week changed your opinion in any way? We want to hear anything you have to say on this particular subject. 740-383-9944, because these are going to go down as very interesting times. No matter how you feel about them, they're going to go down as times that we really have not had before. And that, in general, is just really mind-boggling when you think about it, what has happened and what can happen in the course of a week. And it certainly did in this case. Now, I was telling you yesterday, here on a lighter note, that I was, you know, doing some cleaning around the house that I normally don't do. Certainly on a Tuesday afternoon, I did some oil change in the car. I was doing these things, and I have an antenna. I have one of the digital antennas, and I really don't watch a whole lot of things, don't watch a whole lot of television anymore, and my digital antenna, I guess it kind of got turned to the point to where it wasn't picking up what I needed it to pick up anymore. It wasn't picking up all the channels that it is able to pick up. So I had to go out and adjust the digital antenna, and I got it faced where it needed to face. And I got channel 10.6 in. Now, Charlie's been talking about this. This is a new sub-channel of channel 10. And if you have the digital antennas or the digital televisions, you should be able to get this. It's channel 10.6, and it's called the Circle Channel. And what it's about is basically Nashville. They show reruns of Hee Haw. They show a lot of music on this channel. There was a documentary on the channel last night from the Grand Ole Opry. It's a very interesting channel. And if you haven't seen Channel 10.6 yet, I think you should see Channel 10.6, because it's a fascinating channel if you're interested in anything to do with Nashville or country music or comedy. It has all those components. So I did find that in the middle of this mess. I did find Channel 10.6, the Circle Channel, and have been enjoying that. So that's a lot of fun. Has anybody else watched this channel? It's a fascinating channel. give me a call if you have. 740-383-9944. We are here for you today with the phone lines back open. Just give a call. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. How about you?
I'm doing pretty well. Another day in the midst of a pandemic.
That's right. I tell you, even the around the jobs, the people are panicking. It's like, wow. It's just it's one of those things going around the world kind of deal. People are on a rampage over this.
Well, at this particular point, I think the panic, I don't know where the panic is coming from. I don't know if it's really about the coronavirus because, you know, we've known about this for some time and we knew about it last week. It seems to me that the panic right now seems to be because everything is closing and that's making people think that, boy, this is very, very bad.
Right. They say the last cases, what was it, like total 50 and some people hospitalized, like 14 people or something like that, or whatever I saw on Channel 6's state. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers is now, but that could have changed by then. But, I think you're right. I think it's because a lot of it is now because everything is closing and, you know, a lot of the jobs have to move people. I guess you can't be, like, more than 10 people now, I guess, in a room.
I think that's the recommendation right now is 10 people.
Yeah. So a lot of these jobs, they're trying to, you know, keep that from happening. But, you know, a lot of these places, they have, you know, hundreds of people around each other.
You know, but what I don't like is the false panic. That's what I think is causing the problem here. You know, if you have more than 10 people in the room, first of all, if you work in a grocery store or even if you go into a grocery store at this time, there's going to be more than 10 people in that room. And there's no restriction on that right now. So, you know, you got to understand that if you work in a place and nobody there has tested positive for this, and you are not, like, hugging all over them, I don't know that that is really a fear yet.
No, I think the most of fear is you don't know if that person, you know, if they cough or whatever. I think that's what the biggest thing is, if they cough or, you know, if they touch something that, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I really, you know, it's really crazy what it is, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like people are not fully aware of what's going on, and I, you know, and also I think we're talking too much about it. I talked to Mary Ellen Withrow yesterday, and, you know, she's a news person. She loves to watch the news, and she said during this thing she has had to turn it off and watch the Home and Garden channel because it's just too much. It's all the time.
It is. But I mean, it is good to keep people informed because, you know, it is a scary thing for older people above 65. And we do have a lot of people that is above 65 in America, and you know, it does affect their lungs more than a, you know, 16-year-old. But definitely you wanna be cautious. I mean, because it is a deadly virus. We all know that. These people have died.
Well, I think, though, here's the problem I have with that. More people have not died than have died from it. And I think when people are calling it a deadly virus and people are saying things like that, yes, people can die from it. But people have died from the flu, and we don't call the flu deadly. People have died from pneumonia. We don't call that deadly. People die from driving in their car. We don't call that deadly. And I think the problem with calling this a deadly thing, even though, yes, people have died from it, more people haven't died than have. So that's, I think, the fear of this, and I don't like that.
Well, So, yeah, and a lot of it, I think, is just inane, you know, because coronavirus, you know, you're like, wow, you know, I think it's inane. And a lot of the other flus, we don't name them. I mean, when's the last time you named the flu? Was it SARS, I think it was, the last biggest virus that was released?
Well, it's SARS. Just... Yeah, but you know, what I think it is, and I said this yesterday, and I believe these are the right numbers, 80,000 people had this in China at one point, and 65,000 have already recovered and went back to work. That's more than half. So it's, yes, it can be deadly, but it's more people have lived than have died. It's not like the Black Plague.
Yeah. I think they just want to be cautious. Because I don't know. It's because it spreads rapidly, I guess. I don't know exactly what this flu is. I mean, I guess it's attacks your lungs. Is that correct?
Well, the worst case scenario is that it is thicker than the regular flu, and that's the problem. And one of the problems is we don't have a vaccine for it yet to make sure people don't get it who don't have it. And that's a big problem with it as well. But I agree that people, if you are susceptible or you are an elderly person or you have a compromised immune system, don't go out. Pay attention to all this. And even if you don't have those problems, be a little more careful than maybe you normally would be. But also understand if the doctor comes to you and says, oh, you have this, it doesn't mean you're going to die.
No, you just have to make sure you're, you know... You know, try to stay, you know, indoors. That way you can try to get rid of it yourself, you know, quarantine yourself and make sure you follow the doctor's orders.
Right, and that's where we need to be with it, I think. But the financial aspects of this are what, that's going to be impactful as the next couple weeks come about. And I don't know what that's going to look like. And I just hope it looks okay.
I did see that Macy's closed all their stores over it. I mean, there's a lot of places are closing their doors over this this place. They don't want to, but Macy's is not doing very good anyway. The stores exactly. But I think their online sales are doing all right, but their stores are. I think they closed a whole bunch of stores anyway. So, but I saw that on the internet. They closed their stores until, like, I think the end of the month or something like that. I don't know. So,
well,
but then, did you see that 101-year-old lady? She beat the China flu. She the corona vote. I think she was 101. And I think the corona flu. I think she beat it or something like that.
Well, that's the point. Most people do. And I don't know why we're not reporting more of that most people do beat it. And as long as you catch it, as long as you get to the hospital, as long as you get to the doctor, it's doable. It is maintainable.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it is maintainable. I think all the people that probably died over in China, I don't know if China has exactly... technology all the way that we have to, I don't know what all China has there, but, of course, the China population, people gotta realize, China has a big population. I mean, it's, you know, when they're around people, they're around, you know what I mean? They have, like, tons of people around. China's population is huge. And, that's probably why all those people got attacked at once, you know what I mean?
Well, and I think we are getting better here. I think hopefully we are trying to talk about it less. The news channels, they're going to do what they're going to do, and they're going to rehash everything, and that's just the way it goes. And we're going to try to give updates here with what we know every day, and I just hope that it's not overdone, just to the point to where we speak about it. We say what's going on, because right now it is not, I don't know, it's just not, nobody in Ohio has died. We can be thankful for that, and I think we're trying to get a handle on it by closing all these places, so hopefully the spread is being stopped somewhat. I don't know why else we'd be closing all these places. And quicker the better.
As far as I noticed, there's only a few in Franklin County that I know of. There's none in Marion. There's none in Cyrus. None in surrounding county. Besides, I think it was like last time I knew, there's only three in Franklin County that possibly, I don't think they're confirmed in Franklin County. They might be, but I don't think most of them are like up north, like Cleveland area. There was a few. But I didn't see any really down south, like Cincinnati or any of those counties.
No, but
so,
you know. The thing of it is, before it's over with, there are going to be cases in Marion County. There are. It's just the way it happens. Just like the flu, there are going to be cases in Marion County. And I just hope when that happens, people don't freak out, because all that means is that we found it. These people are probably at the hospital at this point being treated. And if you don't feel well, go to the hospital. It's just, you know, it's going to happen. And I just hope people are prepared mentally for it. I don't think you have to be prepared physically, because I don't think that's how it's going to happen. But just be prepared mentally that it's going to happen. You don't know who you've come in contact with. You don't know what's... And people work out of town. You know, people might be going to other counties and they may run into somebody. So it is going to happen. It just doesn't mean that we're all going to die, because it's going to happen. And that's what people have to be aware of.
Right. I went to the doctor's myself the other day, just for a 3-month checkup. And the first question they asked you, have you been around anybody who was sick? Blah, blah, blah. So you want to be honest with them. You know, they'll ask if you, do you feel bad, or do you have the shivers, or anything like that, right? And you want to be honest. That way we can nick this in the rear end. Because if you're not honest with the doctors and you go there, then you're not honest that you've been around people. So that's very important, listeners. So pass this on to everybody else as well. So people that are feeling sick, and, you know, you think you might just have a cold, you want to be honest with your doctor. You want to say, you know, all your symptoms, because they're going to ask you that when you walk in. Have you been around somebody? What you feel like? You want to be honest with it, so we can actually let people know, you know, let the doctor know, so they, you know, if they have to treat you for that virus, we can nick this in the butt a lot sooner than we can, you know, we can get people back to work. And there's a lot of people out of work right now, and it's sad because of this epidemic that's going on in America. And the only way we can nip this in the butt is if we all work together.
Well, I think that's much the case with anything, and I would hope if you were at the doctor's office and you weren't feeling well, that the doctor would be asking these questions. And I think the doctors at this point can certainly recognize symptoms that they would feel would be coronavirus symptoms, and I hopefully they would order the test.
It's not buying up all the toilet paper, because that's just a ridiculous thing. I mean, you know...
I don't understand that.
that's just a weird phase people are doing. And stop hoarding stuff for other people, because we have a lot of elderly people out there. And, by the way, did you see how the Dollar General's doing? Hopefully all the other stores will follow. They opened up the stores earlier for the elderly, some people that order can go in there and grab what they want first. And then they open up the stores later on for everybody else, which I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and hopefully, I mean, we want everybody to get what they need, and we want the elderly to get what they need, and we want people with kids to get what they need. So hopefully that goes the way it goes. And in light of this whole thing, as I say, to just not be constantly talking about this at this point, there's another subject I want to bring up this morning, because I did not get to bring this up last week, so this is a little leftover, but I haven't talked about it on the air yet. Now, last week, I think it was Wednesday night. Yeah, a week ago today. Last Wednesday night, we were taping one of these podcasts. Abby and Michelle and I were taping one of the Paper Rings podcasts. And by the way, if you've got free time on your hands right now, go to YouTube. Both of those episodes are up. Just search Paper Rings podcast and you will get those podcasts. And it's episode 3 and episode 4 are the new ones that are up this week. So we're taping this podcast last week, okay? And
all right.
The week before, I had said, we need a closing song. And we were just trying to think of songs, and I thought of the song, I don't know how it came up, but it was the song of the dorm at Sarah Lawrence College called Titsworth. And there was... a song.
I know why you did.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a song that goes along with that, and I sang the song on the podcast because it's an easy song to sing. So that podcast happens, and that's over with. And then we go on to the next podcast, which we taped last Wednesday, episode 4, and you can hear this on the internet, folks. So I'm here with Abby and Michelle, and we start talking about the movie Dirty Dancing again, which is just an awful movie. As I've said over and over and over, it's an awful movie. And I was saying how... in that movie that Patrick Swayze is a bad guy because he takes advantage of the girl in the movie, Jennifer Grey, being the younger girl of the doctor in town or whatever she was. And the girls here did not, because they liked the movie, they thought that I was wrong in this, and they called me a prude. They said, oh, you're such a prude, you know, that just happens, and so on and so forth. And then Abby, you know, God bless her heart, speaks up in the middle of this, and she says, you know, you sit over there being a prude during all this, and last week you sang your little song about blip. And she did not say Titsworth. She shortened the word.
Oh.
So you get what she said.
Yeah.
And that is a very interesting word to come out of somebody's mouth.
Oh, she's a character.
Well, she is. I explained to her that I was not singing about that, that I was singing about a college dorm called Titsworth, which is a true dorm. It's still there. Sarah Lawrence College, I believe it's in Boston. I wasn't singing about what she was insinuating. I was singing about a dorm in Boston called Titsworth.
Oh, she cracked me up.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's Detroit at this point, but I, you know, as far as I know, we can still all travel by car. I think we could still do this road trip even during this coronavirus thing, because it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon.
Go there and come back, I guess, because everything's closed.
Well, I guess the point is to tape the podcast in the car, which we could still do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought that was just a little. I don't know. I did not see that word coming out of her mouth.
Well, maybe she didn't realize what the other part was. So she just said, only part she remembered was the first part.
I don't think that was what it was. If you listen to the podcast, you would hear it come out of her mouth. I don't know that it had anything to do with Titsworth.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you can say that on a podcast. And you know, as I've said before, she's a lot of fun. I like her. She's done a lot of good things. But let's see here. How do I put this? She's got a ball.
Do they know where that story actually comes from?
Yeah, I told them.
Oh. Okay.
But the point, it's not really a story. It's the truth. I mean, it's still there. Titsworth Dorm at Sarah Lawrence.
No, I mean, behind the scenes, how you knew about it. Why
I think it's how everybody knows about it.
Oh, mean,
they have a famous alumni. Barbara Walters came from there.
All I know is Barbara Walters' friend.
But the point is that here's the thing about Abby. Now, she'll jump all over me for this, but it's the truth. Abby, I know her now for quite a while, and she doesn't, you know, in front of people who you should not say bad words in front of, she doesn't say them. But Abby has a little bit of a colorful language, we should say.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with having colorful language. I'm just saying it would not shock me that that would come out of her mouth. It shocked me at the time because we were doing a podcast, and I'd never heard her say anything like that during a podcast. But she's used far worse words against me in text messages and in private gatherings, not in front of people.
Okay. Well, she likes to get her point across.
Well, they are listening out there because I'm starting to get bombarded on the messenger here with what happened.
that's hilarious.
Well, Abby's just saying it flew out of her mouth.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, the first thing that's going to come to your mind is that first word. I mean, who think of that? I mean, that was a weird song anyway. Who came up with that song?
I don't know. The people who went there, I guess.
that's a weird song, if you ask me.
I mean, all I'm saying is, I don't mind colorful language. I mean, I think it's fine. But when you...
Oh, yeah, you use that all the time.
No, will you stop? What do you mean I use it all the time?
Oh, man. Sometimes I have to put a... Oh, man.
All I'm saying is that the colorful language sometimes is... Well, you know what's weird? I don't know why people clean up their language in front of certain people. Now, I understand not saying it in front of kids, and I understand not saying it on the airwaves, obviously. But if you really have colorful language, why cover it up outside of those two places?
I think probably respectful, maybe. Maybe certain people don't like the language. And if you're friends with somebody, you know, you don't want to offend them.
No, but do you understand that Titsworth Dormitory is a name of a dorm? It's not a dirty song. It's like if you say, talk about Delaware Dam. Okay, you're talking about Delaware Dam. You're not saying a dirty word. You're talking about Delaware Dam. And the same thing with Titsworth. Titsworth is the name of a dorm at Sarah Lawrence College. It's not a dirty word, but if you shorten it up, like Delaware Dam, it becomes a dirty word.
Yeah, I just don't know how that her man friend came up with that song.
I don't know. It was the people who went there. But I'm saying is that I would think, but you know, Abby's from Kentucky. So you know, she probably knows every book frontwards and backwards in the book and can spell them both ways. No.
Now you put yourself in the doghouse.
No, I'll tell you. One time she said something to me. Holy, oh, you know I can't even tell you what she said to me one time during a text. Well, one time she even said it to my face. You know the worst words you can say to somebody. you know what I'm talking about.
Funny.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She. Yeah, she used that to me. Well, she said that to me in purpose. No, was that the word? Yeah, I think it was the word. But I know she said it to me in a text. Holy moly. One day I looked over there, and here was this word, and I thought, my goodness gracious. She just did it again. She just did it again. She just used that horrible word in a text again.
Well...
Here we are during the coronavirus, and she's using that horrible word in a text on me.
Oh, funny.
What a world
well,
we live in.
I hate to jump off of here, but I have to head to the dugout.
Yeah, to the dugout on this day. It's much more fun to talk about this stuff than coronavirus. We need to get back to some normalcy.
That's right. I mean, we'll still cover it, but don't overdo it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day, and tell everybody I said, have a wonderful day.
I think they're out there listening. Thank you.
See ya.
All right, it is 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You ought to see the messages I'm getting on Facebook right now from these two, Abby and Michelle. Holy mackerel. They are saying... Now they're trying to come up with the worst word, because they're saying the word that I'm talking about is not the worst word that you can use. So that's the conversation right now, is that... What's the worst word? They're not coming up with it. I don't know what... They're like namby-pamby all of a sudden in this text message. I'm trying to keep an eye on this to see what the worst word is. Oh, that's a bad word. Okay, well, Michelle... Oh, sweet Michelle just gave us a not-so-sweet word. And, oh, they both think that that's the worst word. Okay, well, there's no chance of that being said anywhere. I don't know that that's worse than the other word. I don't know who rates these things. Who knows? Oh, man. Two nice girls saying words like that. What a thing. But I don't think either one of them would use that word in conversation. I just don't think so. Can't imagine. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open today. 740-383-9944. You know, neither one of them... See, here's the thing. Abby used to bring me pops. But we're not working right now, so she doesn't bring me pops anymore. So this is kind of depressing for me. Now, she knows where I am during the day. Obviously, I will be here until noon today. So, Abby, I know you're out there listening. If you want to bring me a pop, you can come in, but you can't say that particular language. But I will be on through noon today. Holy moly. She says she still does, but we're in the middle of, listen, we're in the middle of a pandemic here, and I can't get anything. Michelle should have called in and let us know, how are things going out in the carryout business? How are things going in the daycare business? We don't know. I mean, what's happened since Monday? The world's changing every day. I really don't know. We're about to come up on the break here in about a minute and a half. We'll come back on the other side. But we'll have to get them back in here because it's fun, and I think we need to have fun right now. To watch the news, you almost have to take some kind of antidepressant before you watch the news right now. So we need to have fun. We need to laugh. We need to have a good time. I'm going on break, but I will have time after the break to talk about this. So if Michelle wants to let us know how things are going in the restaurant business... And Abby, yeah, go ahead, Michelle. Call in after the break when we come back up after 9 o'clock here this morning. And Abby, if you want to drive over and bring me a pop. You know, Abby, what I would really like is I would like a large diet pop from McDonald's. And I'd like two sausage patties and an order of scrambled eggs. Now, I'll be on the air this morning because I don't think Charlie's coming in this morning. I'll talk more about that later on. So I think I'll be on the air during Charlie's show from 10 until 12. So, I'll be right here till noon doing this sort of thing. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM here in Marion, Ohio, streaming live all over the world at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH. Remember, large Diet Coke from McDonald's, two sausage patties, and an order of scrambled eggs. Maybe Michelle talking about what's going on in the restaurant biz after this break. Don't go anywhere. Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Wistweek, and we talked to Mary, and she said one of the biggest